Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is the Christina Liu Show. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Mona Russo. And we're having a great, and this is the last segment. It's amazing. 2 hours, it flies by.
Time flies. Absolutely. When you're having fun. And yeah. Learning. I mean, that's why I said every show, I sit here and you learn something else. And
we learn, but we have to give credit where credit is due. Christina is the producer. Yeah. So she, honestly, she's bringing in this wealth of information.
I like to
so
spread
we
the
find
knowledge.
Out during the week who she's booked. And it really, it's been tremendous.
Yeah, it's just, and you know, and especially just the last guest, you know, Mona is friends with. And Shirley was just amazing. I was sitting there. And just to give a plug to Shirley, I mean, I was like, what doesn't this woman do?
Yeah.
It was just such, you know, there's just so many amazing, and like, just she's in the town, she's a resident, and it just shows how amazing.
She's just such a soft-spoken person. She revealed something to me. We were just chatting. She is one of seven children, and she is a baby, and her 93, and the other children have passed away, and the 93-year-old is not doing too well. No. So out of seven, there is the youngest and the oldest.
Her oldest sibling is 93?
93.
Wow.
And the rest of them have departed this world.
Right. Yeah.
But she was just, I mean, just to see what she's accomplished. And that's why I love this show, because we have the ability to showcase, you know, just a resident of the town and just how amazing.
And sometimes such as a person like myself or somebody else can bring something to your attention.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, you know, is that's what's wonderful. I mean, the committee that we have, they call me all the time with just people that they meet. I say, because they're out there. You guys are the ones that are out in the community attending things. I mean, you're so involved in amazing groups.
Actually, just to say that there's six advisory groups, but anybody to call 311 and ask for Christina, because that's how these people come.
Yeah.
I mean, Mona met Shirley, and she was dynamic. And other people have brought in
speakers. Yeah, and those are my favorite, because as I said, you come across people, and I love that they have the radio show on the brain, that they said this person is going to be a great guest, you know, and I remember when Mona called me, she said, Christina, let me tell you, you need to book Shirley. And then when I spoke to her, it was sold. I was this, you know, it just, it's great. So if, like I said, if you do have any suggestions or want to be part of the committee, just call 311.
Right. Absolutely.
Be great.
And, you know, Project Independence are really very liberal thinkers. They welcome information. Mm-hmm. They are not stodgy. They listen to the community. And not everything works, but they listen and filter out what doesn't. And then take what does, make it happen.
Right.
So we're very fortunate. You know, they're thinking people.
Well, you know, Mona's part of our Mineola Williston Park Advisory Committee. And what is, you know, what has always been the founding, you know, principle of Project Independence are these advisory committees. Because, like I said, you're the ones that are in the community. And, you know, who knows what is needed in the community other than people that live, you know, in the community. And especially the Mineola Williston Park. I mean, we've come up with great programs and suggestions. And it's just really, it's a great partnership. That we
Mineola was Mike, the square dancer.
Yes, Mike Vesey is also part of it. And, you know, it's just great. And like I said, that group particular, they're part of such larger groups. So it's just a great coalition of things.
And advisory groups, we don't always agree.
Okay.
But we tweak it in a pleasant manner and we come to an agreeable conclusion. I may say something and somebody say, Mona, let's think about doing it that way or that won't work. We work it out. We work it out for the best of our communities.
Yeah.
There is no self blowing up of oneself being dogmatic.
Right.
We work it out for our communities.
Yeah, and it's just, and they're great.
And that's what cares.
That's the best group. You don't want a rubber stamp group that I say something, everybody says yes, yeah. Right. You want people to interact,
No,
that's talk.
What it is. It's always a conversation. And what I think is great, too, is that, you know, sometimes, you know, in the advisory committees, you know, it might not be Project Independence in our role or something, but we'll be able to pass it along to the department
or
whoever that, you know, might handle that. So it's just a good little group we have.
Oh, it's a great thing for them.
So that's what I said, you know, definitely join that advisories in your community.
I think of the advisory committee as a small corporation without a boss.
Yes,
okay, that's fine.
That's a perfect description, absolutely.
And they listen and we work on it. And it's great to do that. And when something is achieved or if it doesn't work, we can say,
right,
okay.
We try. Right.
In other words, if you come in through the door, you may have to go out and come in through the back door.
Right. Right, right. Well, actually, though, just to correct that, we do have a boss. And that's Judy Bosworth. Yeah. But yeah. Where we are lucky is that she is really, right. From a supervisor point right. of view, she's the biggest advocate for seniors. So
and she loves works. And she, you know, especially, you know, she goes around to the different advisory committees, and I think she's aware that firsthand that those in the residents of the community are so are the success of the program.
Yeah.
You know, really. I mean, it's if we didn't have the involvement, there's no way we could come up with all these innovative programs.
The staff of DOSA does the work, but it would actually close if you didn't have
right.
the advisories and the people
right.
showing up and
absolutely.
Saying, this is great, try something
right.
new. Try something. I agree. Because
yeah,
we have almost 10,000 members having joined shows you guys are doing something right.
Yeah.
I think we're very fortunate to live in North Hempstead.
Yes, that's what we always say. I mean, it's really...
It's a very proactive environment. People listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel very blessed.
Yeah, it's just, it's what I say, you know, it's, I mean, when you think about that, this is really like the only program of its kind in like the country. It's just, I mean, it's just when you think about it in that terms, you know, it's just amazing. And like I said, how it just keeps growing
right.
and evolving is just great.
Do you ever get other communities inquiring
yes.
about what are you doing?
Yeah, it's funny that you said that because we get that a lot. We've pretty much met with all the different, townships within Long Island, as well as other states.
Really?
We presented. There was something in California we had to meet with. We met with another, I think it was Chicago. But it's interesting because, you know, they sit down and it's those moments that we're all sitting there and we're talking about the program and what goes on and that you realize, like, oh, my God, like, everything we're offering. Because, you know, we just take it for granted. You know, we're doing it day to day. And then when you're actually there discussing it and they're just blown away, you know, because they can't. I mean, this works because of all these pieces, because we've had, you know, Supervisor Bosworth and, you know, former Supervisor Kamen who really supported the program.
Right, right.
You know, and that's how we're able to do this. I mean, if you need the town supervisor to be 100% on
board.
Oh, yeah,
if they're not behind it, this is...
It would never work.
It would fall through.
Yeah, and, like, that's what a lot of these other towns, you know, it's very hard to sell it, you know,
yeah.
but...
And that's the importance of the advisory committees, because I knew what Project Independence was, and I've known for years. Until I started doing this, I had no idea what I didn't know.
Right.
And so people have to call 311 mm-hmm. or go to an advisory meeting to really learn, because pretty much any question you want, you can find an answer.
Yeah.
Any activity, any program, any something.
Right.
You'll get some information.
No, absolutely. And it's just, you know, because the program's been around, you know, since the NORC, you know, it's almost like 10 years now. It's just really amazing thing. You know, and it's just the people, like, I sit back and I think about that. It's just what we've accomplished and what we're going to just continue to accomplish is great. And I look forward to it, you know.
Yeah, no.
I really do. I think it's just something to be proud of for everyone involved in the whole thing. So
I agree.
But
yay,
Mona.
Yeah. But, yeah, yes. Big love fest on the show, guys. but also we've been promoting these Project SAFE programs, which is Seniors Against Financial Exploitation. And they've been around the town at different libraries, at the Landmark in Port Washington. They're coming up. The next one will be Tuesday, June 9th at the Westbury Public Library from 10 a.m. to 11:30. And then we're going to have another one on June 11th at Shelter Rock Public Library from 1:30 to 3. And, John, I heard you had a very successful one.
We had one yesterday in Hillside Library. And it's amazing because this was 2 hours. Because of questions and answers that the audience wants. And actually, it took longer because then people won questions individually. We had 4 speakers. We had Charlie Berman's office. Cheryl Lee took care of that because Charlie had a personal situation to take care of. Julia from Utopia mm-hmm. Management, which is home care, which has been on the show. Peter Janowski is a financial person. And Tony Logue, who's been on the show, assistant mm-hmm. attorney general. 2 ladies in the audience had been scammed. So when you bring up something, they say, that happened to me. 1 credit card, and she actually got a bill from the family that went from Florida, where they redid her card, to someplace where they stopped along the way, where they bought stuff along the way, etc. And the other lady who got involved in bailing out her grandson.
Oh, my God. That one. We talk about that one all the time. It's amazing the amount of people that.
That's it. And we hear it all the time. So they say, I don't mean how stupid, but bottom line is people just have to be suspect. Yeah. That's it. You can, I'm not going to steal too much time. You have to be your own advocate and question everything.
You know, when I get a phone number out of state and I don't recognize it, I just hang up.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Or if I do pick it up and I say, I'm not interested, have a good day, boom.
Right. Yeah.
And I get rid of it.
Well, we only have a minute or two yet. I'm going to just give out one quick warning. The IRS got hacked. It's at 100,000.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I'm glad you brought that
up. On the radio station, not Oz, on a radio station last week when I was driving to work, it basically said the IRS will be calling you if you got hacked. The IRS will not call you. That was a mistake.
They will never call you. Yeah.
But this was a major news station.
Oh, my God.
And they said, I'm sure, don't worry, the IRS will be calling you if you were hacked, and they won't. So please, never give any information over the phone.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing.
Wow.
We'll do African Queen.
Yes, just a quick plug. You know, the Port Washington Play Troupe and WCWP Radio have been doing these live radio play presentations at the Hillwood Recital here on the LIU Post Campus. And on Sunday, June 14th, the African Queen presentation will be here at 3 p.m. It's an amazing, amazing show. I encourage everybody to come. If you're a Project Independence member, you'll get 20% off of your ticket. And like I said, it's a beautiful campus, a great afternoon. It's nostalgic. It's fun. They're so talented, the Port Washington Play Troupe. So please, 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 call if you're interested.
Absolutely. We'll talk more about that next week. We have to hop now. Mona, I want to thank you so much. This was a wonderful show, and you brought Shirley on, which was just a wonderful guest.
Thank you for inviting me.
No, it's
my time, Mona.
Christina did, actually. I'm glad she did. And Matt was wonderful, too. Until next week, everybody, you've been listening to Project Independence, and you have a great week.